ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 25.
日本語道場
Mastering the Japanese Telephone Dance.
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Naomi sensei, the last lesson of this series.
最終レッスンですね。
The last lesson, that's right. I wonder how it's all going to turn out.
そうね。どうでしょうね。
Let's find out how this series winds up. Okay, in this lesson, what are we going to do today?
今日は review lesson.
So, we're going to review some grammar that we covered in lessons 21 through 24.
And we are going to review the interrogative words, such as 何、誰、どこ、何時。
Lots of interrogatives in there.
Hi.
Now, last lesson, Fabrizio was at Roppongi Station, and he caught the last train headed to his friend's bar.
Fabrizio さんは友達のバーへ終電で行きます。
Now, today's conversation is the following day, and we're going to find out what happened to him. Now, in today's conversation, there are three people in the dialogue. Who are?
Higashi-san, Minami-san, and Fabrizio.
Now, they're colleagues, so they're talking in polite Japanese. The conversation takes place at...
Fabrizio no bedroom. Sounds romantic.
Naomi-sensei ga wakarimasen.
Anyway.
Sumimasen, wakarimasen.
全然ロマンティックじゃないです。すいません。
So let's find out what happens. Here we go.
スタイル U の東です。大丈夫ですか？また電話します。
はい。
あ、もしもし。ファブリツよ。
は？
スタイル U の南夏美です。
え？
今日、何時に会社に来ますか？
今、何時ですか？
もう午後1時です。
え？本当ですか？ああ、今日、会社を休みます。風邪です。
えほ、えほ、うへ、うへ。
ダメダメ、ダメです。今日、2時にお客さんとミーティングをします。
え、すみません。もう一度お願いします。いつ、誰と、どこで、何をしますか？
もう一度お願いします。今度は、
ゆっくり、
お願いします。
スタイル U の、東です。大丈夫ですか？また電話します。
はい。
あ、もしもし、ファブリツよ。スタイル U の南夏美です。今日何時に会社へ来ますか？
は、え、今何時ですか？
もう午後1時です。
本当ですか？ああ、今日、会社を休みます。風邪です。
えほ、うへ、えほ。
ダメダメ、ダメです。今日、2時に、お客さんと、ミーティングをします。
すみません。もう一度、お願いします。いつ、誰と、どこで、何をしますか？
今度は、英語が入ります。
スタイル U の東です。大丈夫ですか？また電話します。
あ、It's Higashi from Style U calling.Are you all right? I'll call again.
Hi.
Hello?
あ、もしもし。 ファブリツよ。スタイル U の南夏美です。今日、何時に会社に来ますか？
Oh, hi Fabrizio. It's Natsumi Minami from Style U. What time will you be at work today?
は、え、今、何時ですか？
What time is it now?
もう午後1時です。
It's already 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
え、本当ですか？ああ、今日、会社を休みます。風邪です。えほ、えほ、ブハ、ブハ。
What? Really? Oh, I'm taking a day off today. I have a cold.
ダメダメ、ダメです。今日、2時にお客さんとミーティングをします。
No, no, no. Today we're having our meeting with a client at 2.
え、すみません。もう一度お願いします。いつ、誰と、どこで、何をしますか？
Oh, what? Say that again. What are we doing?
Naomi-sensei, Fabrizio-san wa hontou ni kaze desu ka? Does he really have a cold?
I would say that's a uso desu ne. Uso is a lie.
Yeah, tashika ni uso desu ne. It's definitely a lie.
Because kino Fabrizio-san wa shuden de bar ni ikimashita. He went to the bar on the last train, remember?
Yeah, so it's definitely not a cold here.
Uso no kaze desu ne.
Yeah, and an important customer?
Oh, お客さんと meeting?
Not a good day to call in sick. Actually, he didn't call in sick, they called for him.
So ne. Does this kind of thing happen to you?
Well, not me, but people around me. This happened to a friend of mine once that we went out and we stayed out. And the next day, his company called him. 彼も風邪ですと言いました。
ああ、そうですか。
Yeah, so Minami is quite upset.
She said, ダメ、ダメ、ダメです。Quite strong expression she used.
Right?
ちょっと怖いですね。Sounds a bit scary.
Like, you can't be sick, you can't be sick, or it's not okay, it's not okay, it's not okay.
なんかピーターさんも、ね、you sometimes use this expression at their company, right?
No. Okay.Let's take a look at today's vocab.
一度
One time.
一度一度
Rising on the second syllable, ち
一度
Next.
休みます
To rest, to be absent, to take a day off.
休みます
Rising on the second syllable, す And falling on the last syllable, す
休みます
Next,
午後
afternoon, p.m.
午後午後
starts high, ends low.
午後
Next,
もう
already, soon, again, more.
もうもう
Next we have,
もしもし
Hello, on the phone.
もしもしもしもし
starts high, drops on the second syllable, she stays low.
もしもし。
Next we have?
大丈夫。
All right, okay.
大丈夫。大丈夫。
Rises on the second syllable, e, falls on the second to last syllable, u.
大丈夫。
Next?
また。
Again.
また。また。
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's take a closer look at some of these words. First we have?
もう。
The rising.Intonation.
はい。
Again.
もう一度。
Once again. もう is again. 一度 is one time. Again, one time.
And もう一度お願いします。
Once again, please.
We often hear this expression, right?
Yeah, especially if you're a student of Japanese, this sentence should be your best weapon in getting Japanese speakers to repeat what they said.
もう一度お願いします。And instead of 一度、一回 can be used.もう一回お願いします。
I like the sound of もう一度お願いします。I like the sound of that one. Sounds, it flows a little better.
もう一回 is there's a stop sound in a 一回
Yeah, you got a pause in there.
はい。
So, もう一回お願いします。
はい。
Also, we should probably take a look at 大丈夫 which is, besides 元気, one of the most used words in the Japanese lexicon.
Right.
大丈夫 Right there was, are you okay?I'm okay. So, key word that can be used to ask about physical well-being, whether you can eat something or you can't eat something, whether you can do something, whether the situation you're in is okay. The range for this word is just tremendous.
Just like English, okay.
Yeah, so this is definitely one word you want to put into your memory bank. Okay, let's take a look at today's grammar point. Today we're going to be looking at interrogative words and the particles that accompany them.
大変!
Yeah, 大丈夫でしょ? じゃ, 行きましょう。 So first, let's take a look at one of the sentences from our conversation. We have
私は2時にお客さんと会社でミーティングをします。Lots
of particles and things in there.
Ooh.
Let's take a look at the components. First we have
私
I
は
marked by the topic marking particle. Now the topic of the sentence is I, the speaker. Next we have
2時
2 o'clock
に
With time, we're going to use the particle に 何々時 に It's kind of similar to the English preposition at. Okay, but に has a much wider range, so we're not going to kind of put it in that box. But when you're talking about time, you're going to use に Then we have
お客さん
Customer
と
With
会社
Company
で
At. Let's stop here. We have these two particles. To can be used to mean and or with. But in the context, remember, the topic here is the speaker, I. So I, お客さん to, I, customer with. Then we have
会社で.
Company at. The company is marked by day, meaning that's where the meeting is going to take place. So literally up to this point we have I, 2 o'clock at, customer with, company at,
meeting.
Meeting,
o,
marking the object of what will be done, finally followed by
します.
Do. So literally, I, 2 o'clock at, customer with, company at, meeting will do. Okay, of course, I'll have a meeting with my client at 2 at the office.
Of course, when the subject is already clear, you can drop 私は part.
Excellent example. Time uses the に particle. When we're meeting with somebody, the to particle, the day particle, where that action will take place. Let's take another one. Another really great example is the last sentence, which may have sounded confusing when you heard it, but is really an excellent example of particle usage.
いつ、誰と、どこで、何をしますか?
When are we doing what and with who and where?
Sounds like he's lost completely.
Now, it sounds like this sentence would be really, really hard to pick apart. But let's find the particle and see what precedes it going left to right. For example, what precedes to?
誰?
So right there, 誰 is who, to is with. So who with? How about で? What precedes で?
どこ?
Where? And of course, どこで means that someplace would be an action, so where at? So if we go back to where we first started, we have who with,
誰と,
where at,
どこで,
and then we have what,
何,
and of course, what will we do?
しますか?
So if we just go back, we have with who,
誰と,
at where,
どこで,
do what,
何をしますか?
And then finally, we throw in the last interrogative,
when,
which actually comes first,
いつ,
and いつ doesn't take a particle. So now we have, going front to back, when,
いつ,
who with,
誰と,
where at,
どこで,
what do,
何をしますか?
So when we translate it, when will I do what, and with where, and with who?
私は、いつ、誰と、どこで、何をしますか?
So the subject isn't put in, but as Naomi-sensei just said, 私は, so the speaker is the subject here,
mm-hmm.
or as in the sentence, the topic of the sentence.
Could be 私たちは, which is we, but yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, it could also be we.
私たち is we.
So for argument's sake, we'll just say we.
私たちはいつ、誰と、どこで、何をしますか?
So he's in a fog and definitely not a cold.
I think he just woke up.
Oh, yes. And he's not very aware of what's going on around him. So stop by, check out this PDF. Again, all the PDFs for this newbie series. Very, very rich in content. And check this out. This will really help reinforce what you heard in the podcast. Then stop by the Learning Center. Practice, drill yourself on what you learned today. Finally, I recommend using the voice recording feature to really reinforce, to practice what you heard today. And this should really help bring it full circle. Okay, Naomi sensei, that is going to do it for this newbie lesson.
最後ですね。
最後ですね。
I'll miss this series.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Cheers ending. They're just going to continue to go on with their daily life. Nobody was hurt. Nobody got the girl. Nobody double-crossed anybody. Very
yeah,
calm.
Yeah, just Fabrizio overslept. That's it.
Yeah, that was the climax. Thank you again for tuning in to this series.
どうもありがとうございます。And お疲れ様でした。
スタイル U の東です。大丈夫ですか？また電話します。
はい。
あ、もしもし。ファブリツよ。
は？
スタイル U の南夏美です。
え？
今日何時に会社に来ますか？
今何時ですか？
もう午後1時です。
え？本当ですか？ああ、今日会社を休みます。風邪です。
えほ、えほ、ブハ、ウハ。
ダメダメ、ダメです。今日2時にお客さんとミーティングをします。
え、すみません。もう一度お願いします。いつ、誰と、どこで、何をしますか？